Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents at 4.98 1/4, December wheat up 9.5 cents at 5.81, and November beans up 6.5 cents at 12.96 1/2. Export sales for the week were strong here. We were at 6.52 for wheat, a combined 9.97 on corn, and beans 1.06. We also had new sales, 181,000 metric tons of soft red wheat to China, 117,000 beans to unknown, and 100,000 meal to unknown. Egypt bought wheat overnight. They bought 300 Russian, 120 Romanian, and 50 Bulgarian at a little bit higher prices, 276 to 279. We've got heavy rains across most of the Midwest here today. That's going to slow down harvest out here. We've got dry weather in the northern part of Brazil, wet weather south, and Argentina remains dry. The big news this morning is, you know, the Muslims have declared today to be a worldwide jihad day. Silver is now up 57 cents, but that's 30 off the highs. Gold's up 37. That's 12 off the highs. Crude oil is up 316 a barrel. About a dollar off its highs. The dollar's down just 5 ticks. The bonds are up 1.5 points. So obviously the world is, you know, taking these threats by the Muslims seriously, and they're putting in premium here before the long, not a long weekend, but before the weekend, and we'll see what happens. If the Israelis attack into Palestine, the Palestinian areas, Gaza, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath. And, you know, the Israelis are going to do whatever it takes to keep these rockets from falling on Israel and to keep another massacre from happening. You've got the funds. By my count, I've got them short 139 corn, 89 wheat. I still have them short about 4,000 oil, but I might be a little low on that. They're long 11,000 beans and 53,000 meal. So the funds want in and cover their shorts on corn and wheat. There could be some pretty good buying here today. But we had a good close yesterday. The bean number was certainly friendly. We've got pipeline levels on the carryout at 220. We generally lose some bushels between now and the end of the year. So we've got a very tight situation in the beans. And beans are most likely undervalued here. The question is, are the harvest lows in? I would say if corn can close over $5 today, we can close over 582 and beans over $13, and I would say the lows are in. I think it's going to be a day of, you know, really what do the funds want to do out here? Are they going to take advantage of a rally and get shorter in corn and wheat? We'll have to see. I think that would be foolhardy at best, considering what's happening around the world today and possibly over the weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.